And welcome to you all. It is Portia and the guides. And our topic this week is your question. How can I manage my monkey mind? First, we ask you to consider the idea of monkey mind. Imagine a monkey jumping up and down and screeching non-stop and waving its little arms and punching its paws up into the air and jumping all about. This is a great image for the monkey mind. It is your ego mind, dear ones, not your true mind that is in alignment with God and your spirit and the truth of creation. It is not that. It is the narrow and limited and fear-based mind that tries to control you, tries to keep you safe in its own understanding. In many ways, it is survival-based. The fear is primal. The fear is that this mind wants to keep you alive, surviving. But that is old news. It is an old story, and this mind has not been updated. It is like having an ancient version of software on your computer. When you think of this, what is the consequence? The old software keeps you slow, does not help you stay current, has not the intelligence, so to speak, to do all of the calculations and the requests that you have of it, of a current version of software. This is the ego mind. This is the monkey mind, this old software, and it keeps playing its old stories. Even though you may feel that it is talking to you in a new voice, bottom line, it is fear-based at its core. How can listening to this voice serve you and your life and your evolution and your gifts and your service here on planet Earth in this lifetime? It cannot. It does not. So we love your question. This is our recommendation, because this is a well-worn rut, so to speak, that this voice has created in your system, in your territory. So the key is to begin to fill up the rut with good soil, good paving, goodness with God. The way to do this is to become aware, acutely aware, of your thinking. Because the ego mind can be loud and bombastic, or it can be quite subtle. It is savvy, and it will try everything to get you to listen to it. So, number one, observe your thinking. Anytime that a disturbance or a ranting and raving or a fear of the future or a regret of the past, anything that makes you lean off of your central base, your central core, anything. Press pause and stop and recognize it. And then step two is to speak to it and to tell the truth. This is where you are listening to God and to your spirit, because the ego mind's voice will be quite loud and will argue with you intensely so that it can live with this lie it is proposing to you. So tell the truth. If it is, for example, that you are not funded enough in your life, that your bank balance isn't what you would like. One truth could be, I have everything I need every minute of my life, and it is provided by the God that created me, my Father, Mother, God. God knows exactly what I need and how much I need every moment. Continue on until this voice subsides, and we will tell you that it likely will circle around again and try to come in the back door. Do this process. It is a training of yourself. It is self-discipling, self-discipline for your good. It is not the hammer of punishment discipline. This is for your evolution and also for your comfort and your joy and your delight in life. As you do this, you will feel greater joy, greater peace, more love flowing out from you and flowing into you, more gratitude, more humor. Your life will be elevated in ways you will love. We are not saying this process will be easy, but we ask you to try this out this week and see how it goes. We see that you will learn much. Happily. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.